Riding my bike has become a truly political act when I think about my friends in Iraq whose lives are expendable and exchangeable for U.S. control of the world's oil. The current criminals in Washington plot Gulf War II when so few of us understand that the first war has yet to end. Because the U.S. war machine maintains its grip on a beleaguered nation through continued military bombardment and the most comprehensive embargo in human history. In 1999, it was 500,000 children under five dead because of sanctions. How many more must die to ensure that Americans shell out less than $2 a gallon at the pump? Our resistance needs to happen at the gas stations in our neighborhoods, at Lockheed Martin, Boeing, America's largest exporter of weapons to date, and the nuclear, bio, and chemical weapons factories in our backyards. With our banners, flyers, and bodies, we stand in the way of business as usual and perhaps raise U.S. consciousness about the humanity of the Iraqi people. The oil wells will eventually run dry. The simple truth that human life cannot be bought and sold without consequence remains.